And Fadiman is the editor of a book called Rereadings. 17 writers revisit books they love. Fadiman talked to Anne Strainchamps about rereading classic books, both personal classics and cultural classics.
I am interested in the notion of a cultural classic as well. That is the notion of timelessness. There is a French critic named Sainte-Beuve who wrote an essay called What is a Classic in the 1850s. And he talked about a classic being easily contemporary with all time. And what I liked best about that was the adverb, easily contemporary with all time. In other words, it's not stuck in its particular time. It's so tough and impervious that it can be interpreted in any number of ways at different times and still be interesting. You know, you can have a production of Hamlet and dress up everybody as Wall Street bankers, and Hamlet doesn't collapse under the stress. You can interpret it in any number of ways, and it's just peeling back more layers and finding an infinite number still to peel.
Well, that's sort of interesting because it suggests that, in fact, the act of rereading is essential to discovering what a classic is.
I think that you cannot read a classic without rereading. If one thinks of timelessness as being the most important characteristic of a classic, those layers have to be peeled back many, 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 many times in order to decide whether there are any layers still there to peel. If you feel you've gotten to the bottom in the first 20 years of a book's existence on the planet, it can't possibly be a classic.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your own personal experiences of rereadings. There's a story you tell in the introduction to the book about rereading one of the C.S. Lewis Narnia stories.
Yes, it was one of the less well-known Narnia books called The Horse and His Boy, and I hadn't reread it since I was 8. And I was reading it aloud to my own son, who was 8 at the time. And I realized to my consternation that this book that I had absolutely loved as a child revealed that its author was a racist and sexist pig. All the villains had dark skin. All the girls were either idiots or boy-like, and I didn't know whether to editorialize and say, Henry, have you noticed a few things about this? And I started along that road, and Henry just glared at me and said, Mommy, would you just read? And I thought that that was an excellent piece of literary criticism on his part, because when you read a book for the first time in that first ecstasy of love, you don't want to be analytical. You don't want to be cynical. You just want to rush forward in rapture. And I decided it would be better if I didn't interrupt Henry's rapturous journey. So I did just read.
I remember a high school English teacher telling me that he reread The Scarlet Letter every year and that it was always a different book. And that at the time, I just didn't believe him. It seemed incomprehensible. But I can sort of understand that now.
I can understand it, too. I think that perhaps he was saying something else without meaning to. I had a very strange Twilight Zone-like experience while I was preparing to write the introduction to my book, Rereadings. I looked up the word rereading in Bartlett's Familiar Quotations, thinking there might be a useful quotation in there on the subject. There was only one quotation in Bartlett's on the subject of rereading, and it was by my father, a literary critic named Clifton Fadiman, who died 6 years ago. And he said, when you reread a classic, you do not see more in the book than you did before. You see more in you than there was before. Well, this is from an essay that I had never read, and it was as if his voice was speaking to me from the dead. It was the only quote by him in all of Bartlett's, as well as the only quote on rereading in all of Bartlett's. And I thought that this was very profound, because that is the difference between rereading simply something that you enjoyed and rereading a classic. When you reread a classic, as your teacher reread The Scarlet Letter, you do end up finding things in yourself that did not exist before because you are a changed person, and that makes you notice different things in the book.
Hmm. With all the books out there to read, do you ever feel guilty when you decide to pick up something you've read before and read it again?
No. Again, thinking about my father's definition of rereading a classic, if I read only new books, it would be like spending time with new friends all the time, whereas rereading a book that I know well is like spending time with old friends, and rereading a book that I once really loved is like spending time with an old lover. And when you do that, it's an exploration not just of the other person, but of yourself, and is thus, I think, much more emotionally complicated and interesting than going to a party where you don't know a soul. And that's what it's like to read a new book.
I don't know what your memory is like as a middle-aged person, but mine isn't very good. So I now have the pleasure of rereading books that I know I'm going to love because I loved them before, but I've completely forgotten them.
Yeah, I think it was Auden who said that one of the worst things in life was reading a detective story and getting to the middle before you remember that you'd already read it and all of a sudden remembering who done it. I have a terrible memory, too. And in some ways, that facilitates rereading because there's more surprise. Certainly, surprise is one of the first things that you lose in rereading. That is, you trade the suspense about knowing how it comes out for the familiarity of being on ground that you know well. And I never forget how a book comes out, but I sure forget large parts of it and discover them with just as much excitement as I discovered them on the first go-round. Mm.
Sometimes I think there are readers who read to lose themselves and to go someplace brand new, readers who really enjoy the feeling of being surprised, overwhelmed even. And then there are readers like me who read for comfort. And I've always felt a bit guilty, thinking that, you know, if I were a real reader, a good reader, I would enjoy that feeling of surprise and discovery. But in fact, what I really love best is reading something that makes me feel comfortable and safe. And so I suppose that's why I really do reread a great many books. There's some safety in knowing how things are going to turn out, that Jane Eyre gets the man in the end.
Yes, I think that that describes one very large category of books that are good to reread. Particularly when our own lives are stressful and unpredictable and we don't know what's going to happen next, that rereading a book that we know extremely well gives us a sense of safety. For example, when we're sick, we often like to regress a bit and reread a book with a happy ending. And when you have a cold, you don't go out and try some spicy cuisine you've never hazarded before. You want chicken soup. But I don't think that that's the only category of books that are good to reread. I think that there are other books, let's say like War and Peace, that you simply can't get all of the first time. And if you reread War and Peace 10 times, you're still going to be peeling back an additional layer each time. And then there might be a book like Madame Bovary, or if we're sticking with Tolstoy, Anna Karenina, that you can't really understand until you've had the experience of erotic love. If you happen to be a precocious sort who reads one of those books at 14 and be considerably less precocious in your social life, you'd probably insist that you can understand them, but you really can't. You have to have been in love. You have to have felt the physical passion of love, I think, in order to understand the motivations of those characters. So you just need to have more life experience. Mm-hmm. And in that case, I don't think that comfort is the primary issue.
What's the best rereading experience you've ever had?
I think the best rereading experience I ever had was the reading of Lord of the Rings to my son. There's something about having first reading and rereading going on simultaneously that is absolutely magic. That is, you are doing the rereading while your child is in the ecstasy of first love. And first love, like all kinds of love, is more exciting than the latter varieties because as readers, we've been so promiscuous over the years. If we haven't read very many books, each one is so exciting. And if we've loved only two or three, wow, that's really exciting. But after we've read and loved, you know, hundreds of books slash lovers, well, they're not so exciting anymore. And so Henry was in that flush of first love while I was looking simultaneously at the book through a more distant lens. And it seemed like a journey because it did take a year and a half to go from the beginning point to the end point.
And so you get to taste again, at least through your son's eyes, that feeling of just falling in love with a book.
Yes. And sometimes it's almost dizzying because it's like wearing a pair of bifocals. You're looking at the book through the close-up lens of your child and then also through the distance lens of adulthood at the same time. Exciting, but perhaps it can give you a headache.
Anne Fadiman is the editor of Rereadings, 17 Writers Revisit Books They Love. She spoke with N. Strange Champs.